Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in everything that God is doing. It's time for us to be excited about the work of God. And we have today to rejoice. We have today that the Lord has given unto us to rejoice in what he's doing and to be glad that he chooses to be a partaker of the grace that he placed upon us with the revelation to bring forth what he wants in the earth realm. Mm-hmm.
This is a tremendous week as we move up to Easter. There's a lot going on at Living Word Church. We have our men and women's Bible study this Thursday night, as well as Good Friday. We're doing the seven last sayings of Jesus. We have seven different speakers from within our church who are going to be going through the seven last sayings of Jesus Christ on Good Friday at 7 p.m. So we invite you out. And on Saturday from 12 to 3, we have a community family fun day. So there'll be lots of activities for the children that day from 12 to 3. It's a great time for the whole family to spend a day of celebration. And then Sunday morning, we have Easter Sunday service, which begins at 10 o'clock. So we have an action-packed week celebrating the resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. But before we jump into our weekly teaching, we're going to take a little minute, take a couple minutes here to talk to you about Living Word. Living Word Church and they establish in the heart of Cocoa, right there at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. Living Word Church was established prophetically. It was a prophetic mandate from God to establish Living Word Church. And hear me this morning. Living Word in John chapter 1 and verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. So the Lord prophetically want to manifest himself in the earth realm, as he says, as Jesus says to Peter, Peter, what you confess, that I am the Son of the living God. He says, flesh and blood could not reveal this unto you, except my Father which is in heaven. And upon that confession of truth, I will establish my church. Now notice who is establishing the church. Not us. God is establishing the church. The church is not established by man. If the church is established by man, then that's the church that man's built. But so Jesus says clearly, he says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So he called us at this particular time to bring forth this prophetic mandate, Living Word. So Living Word Church is established based upon the Word, the living Word of God, which the Bible says the Word of God is living, it's active, it is sharper than any two-edged sword. All right? And upon that plank, he says, Living Word Church must be a multicultural church. Listen careful this morning, those words. Prophetically, it must mirror heaven, a multicultural church, because all culture convert in one in heaven. And he showed us again in the book of Acts chapter 2, when all nation was in Jerusalem gathered, the Holy Spirit came, and the Holy Spirit is the leader of the church. And so we have a glimpse of what the church should be like. All nation, all languages were there together when the Holy Spirit came. And every language and every nation heard the living word. So that's the mandate we get. So Living Word Church in the heart of Cocoa, Pastor Dan, must be a multicultural. Mm-hmm. Not one culture. All culture. Mm-hmm. Make room for what? All culture in that church. Mm-hmm. Make room for all culture there. And then he says to us, Living Word Church must be intergenerational. Make room for all the ages, the young, the middle age, and the old. That's Living Word. So I just want to take, if you out there and you heard this revelation of this church, this brand new church that is establishing, and you want to be a part of a multicultural church, an intergenerational church, then we invite you to come. And the Holy Spirit will invite you. So if the Holy Spirit tells you, then you must come. Mm-hmm. If the Holy Spirit is drawing you, then you must come. We don't want to draw you. We just want the Holy Spirit to draw you. And so the Holy Spirit is using our voice here to make the invitation. Remember, Pastor Dai, the Bible says, the Spirit and the bride say what?
Come.
That's it. Mm-hmm. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Mm-hmm. So that's it here this month. Take it, Pastor Dave.
Yeah, you got to come and see for yourself. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And every Sunday at 10 a.m. in our sanctuary, we all praise and worship together. So there's from newborn babies to people in our congregation over 90 years old, all worshiping together. And then after praise and worship during the announcement time, the children ages 3 to 11 go to children's church. So then there is a special area where the teachers teach them at their level. They do great projects and such together in teaching the word through different illustrative teachings and different crafts, things for them to bring home and to continually bring in remembrance, the lesson that was taught there. So ages 3 through 11, we have a thriving children's ministry. Our children are sharp in the word. They are sharp in the word. So that is a big part of the intergenerational component of our church. And there's evidence all around. There's evidence of multicultural church. As soon as you come into the sanctuary, you will see it. So there is a place for each and every one who God is drawing to that altar of revelation, the living word, a place of impartation of his living word, a place of transformation. When we begin to allow our minds to be transformed by the renewing through the word of God, things change. Our life changes. And there's evidence, there's testimonies all in the house. People who have been delivered from physical disease, people who have been delivered from mental torment, people who have been delivered from poverty and lack, from hopelessness. There's all testimonies in the house. So it's a great thing to strengthen one another in the presence of God, in the word, and through the testimonies that are shared. You can find out more about Living Word Church on our website. It's Living Word Church Coco for our website. So it's www.livingwordchurch.com. And through the website, you could fill out a contact card so we could get in contact with you. And there's also a link to our calendar so you could see the different events and such that we have going on. And then it lists our small group ministry opportunities to connect, and also ways to serve. So there's small groups for all age groups, for men, for women, and different special events throughout the month where we come together. We do other projects with other local churches. We collaborate on different things, different times of fellowship to strengthen the body as a whole.
Hallelujah. And this month we've been, as we're closing up this month, and the theme for this month is go ye. Go make disciples. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the mandate of Living Word. Is Living Word, the Holy Spirit says, must be a church that answers Matthew chapter 28. Mm-hmm. It, and we, from the get-go, we on it. Says, what makes Living Word a different from anything else? Because he says, when you must experience the difference. And the difference is, we must obey Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Go make disciples, teaching them what I have taught you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So he called Living Word to mirror that, to go out and make disciples. So we're going to be the church that always on the go. To do what? Make disciples. Not the church that only build programs. But our number one program is discipleship. Yeah, take it down.
Teaching them
yeah.
to observe all things that I have commanded you.
Yeah.
So it's one thing that, you know, instantaneous salvation. But what about the sanctification part?
Yeah.
Where we're going through life together. We have to be able to apply the word of God. In order to apply it, we have to have understanding of it. And we have to be able to identify misconceptions and things that have been passed through society that don't particularly line up with the word of God, because we hear a lot of great sayings and we get a lot of great advice, but if it doesn't line up with the word of God, if it's not rooted in the word of God, then we can't operate from it, because the word of God, the root system of it, that's where our faith flows from, the word of God. So we have to have the word. There's lots of great opinions, there's lots of great advice, but the thing that brings transformation and change is the living word of God, because it contains the power that for us to be able to do that which we are hearing. You know, I had a lot of people give me some good advice when I was out there doing all kind of mess, but it wasn't till the conviction of the Holy Spirit through the living word that brought me to the place where I was willing to do and to bring forth then change in our life. We can't just, you know, watch and then think that we're going to change. It's like we can't know where all the gyms are, can't know where all the healthy food is.
Yes.
And just think by knowing that there's going to be change and transformation to our physical body. We have to be able to do. We have to observe and do. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful, practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.